Welcome into the Unbody Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Wednesday, October 15th. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at the late pick four to start this new week of racing at Keeneland in the fall meet. And the pick four starts in race five, Jim, with two-year-old maidens going six furlongs on the main track. How did you see it?
This one's tough. I mean, maiden 30, not any horses in here that are in good form. So I kind of took a stand a little bit with a couple of first-time starters. I used three first-time starters and two horses that have raced. I suppose Hafu, the seven horse, is going to be the favorite in here off that effort at Belterra in a maiden special weight. Not sure that this is a drop-in class from Belterra maiden special to a maiden 30 at Keeneland, but he ran okay, got beat ahead, got bet. He was 8-1, apparently had some traffic issues in the race. So Hafu is my top very, very, very lukewarm pick. The other horse I'm going to use that is raced is Barstool. I'm using this one because they raced at maiden special weight levels at Ellis, tried him on the turf, tried him on the dirt. That was his best race on the dirt at Ellis at six furlongs with a 55 buyer, and he lost by 8 3/4 length. So it was a pretty decent maiden special weight race. He was almost on the lead the last time out at Churchill, called Sloppy Track. So I think Barstool fits in here as well. But I'm going to use the three first-time starters, hoping that they are undervalued, their horses, and trying to sell them for $30,000. Springhawk on the outside for Karamori, and Torres has been working really well at the training track, and 6-1 morning line, 12 holes, not a bargain at six furlongs. Stormy Zapper for Ed Moger, and Abel Cedillo. Abel won a race here over the weekend, so Stormy Zapper at 10-1 has been working at a Turfway. And then the other first-time starter is Randy Morse's horse, Dream of You. Gabriel Saez takes them out. And this one, again, had a really nice workout at Churchill Downs on October 10th, 7th out of 109 at 48 flat. So I'm just taking a shot here with three first-timers and two that look like they fit.
I ended up on Go Jack Go, who showed absolutely zero in two starts, but that was against significantly better competition. Now, dropping down to compete against 30K maiden claimers. Trainer Rudy Brisset's 21% on this drop-down move. Rad Ortiz takes the mount. He's the leading rider at the meet. So I'm going to bet on major improvement for this colt, who did show a little speed in both of those starts, and it could carry a lot longer against this group. Dr. Thin, number three, ran a good second last time out against a similar level. I'm actually just going to use those two. The other one next one I'd use would be Hafu, but I'm like you. I'm skeptical of the maidens at Belterra Park are any better than what he's going to face in maiden claiming 30K company at Keeneland. So I'm going to try to go against that one that might end up being the favorite in here. The sixth race, second leg of the pick four, is a second level allowance. It is for fillies and mares, three and up. And they are going long on the turf, a mile and a half. I took Kiss Blue on top, four starts on the turf, and the last outing was the best one, a third with an 80 buyer against one of those tough fields down at Kentucky Downs. Trainer Riley Mott doing well with limited starters here, too. Aristark for Nacho Correas, dropping out of grade three stake at Kentucky Downs. Been working steadily here this summer and early fall. Five wins from 11 starts is noteworthy on the resume, too. The six, Royal Suite, steps up in competition, but the Kenny McPeak barn's been firing, and she's an improving three-year-old, and Kenny said, told me he was excited to see her get to try 12 furlongs. And then Poppy the Princess I'm going to use off her form here, and a two-race win streak that got snapped with a fifth in Stakes Company last time out at Ellis, so she's been in good form. How about you?
I'm using your first two. I thought there was a pretty good gap in quality between the first two and the next two, which that you added in. I thought Aristark, the race at Kentucky Downs, was good. She tried a grade three quality down there at a mile and 5/16 and was stuck on the inside and may not have liked the inside down there. But I went back to the race where she ran at Colonial and had an 81 buyer and won by 3 1/4 at allowance race. And was a 9-5 favorite there. So Chaminot rode there. She gets Ortiz here. Aristark, to me, is the class of the field. I'm also going to use Kiss Blue because of Riley Mott's success at Keeneland and because of Tyler Gaffleone. Big move up from Alex Achard here last time out when she was at Kentucky Downs. And she got an 80 by her, got beat by 7 1/4 to some really nice mares down there. Obviously, they were running for a couple, for 150,000 or so. So Kiss Blue is my second choice, and I'm going to take a stand with those two like you did in the first race. I think it goes through those two, and Avery Stark, I think, is going to be a strong favorite in here.
Brings us to race 7, 2-year-old filly maidens going 7 furlongs on the main track. How did you see this one?
Well, I think Bonnie Sante is going to be a big favorite in here off her debut at Churchill. Will Walton, and we all know the success. He's only won one race here, but it was a grade one. So she got a 70 by her first time out. Luis Saez takes the mount back. She went off at less than 2-1 there, and she wasn't a surprise. She only got beat a length and a half and ran a good race. It was ahead of the lead at the half-mile pole. So expect her to go forward from that effort, and she's going to be the favorite in here. I'm going to use Tam Tam from the inside. Phil Bauer almost broke her maiden at Saratoga, only got beat a half length after having a 4-length lead in the stretch. She, again, was favored here. She was a 7-hole, so she's got the 1-hole today, and Jose takes that mount back. I'm going to use a couple of first-time starters. One is John Ennis's filly in the 9-hole, Rose of San Antone, coming off a series of extremely good works at the training center and at Keeneland. She's got a couple bullet works there, so looks like she's training extremely well for her debut. And then I'm going to throw in Court of Hope for Brian Lynch. Brian is pretty good with first-time starters, and Johnny Velasquez takes them out. He's 9 of 31. I think he's, if he's not leading, I think he's second. He's tied with Jose, it looks like, with 9 wins over the first couple of weeks. So Johnny V's riding great. And Court of Hope at 10-1, I'm going to throw her in there as well. 2-year-old fillies are tough to handicap, but I'm going to go 4 deep in here. Bonnie Sante is going to be the favorite, but I think these others have a shot.
I went back and watched her last race, and Travis Stone called it Bone Sant. So we'll have faith in Travis there. And I know Kurt Becker will have looked it up too by the time. We'll see if we get a consensus when they break from the gate. But this was my best bet of the day. This filly got a season's worth of seasoning in that debut run. She broke a little slow. Tried to move up between rivals, got squeezed back, had to wait for room turning for home, powered through when she got it, and then was overtaken by two rivals who had cleaner trips and had flashier pedigrees. So I think it's also noteworthy that Will Walden hits at 31% with second out starters. And I think the strongest challengers on form would be the 1 Tam Tam. Buyer figure from her narrow loss at Saratoga, not that impressive, though. The 3 Rockin' Robin was purchased earlier this year at a 2-year-old sale for more than 7 times the stud fee, and she debuted on grass probably because of the big purses at Kentucky Downs, but the pedigree says she'll be at her best on dirt. And then the 4 Tremontana is worth a look. Showed some speed in that Bon Sant race, and so she could improve off that effort. There are 3 firsters if you want to go deep in here. I'm going to single Bon Sant, but if you want to go deep, there's Rose of San Antone, Nikon, Holly's Holiday. They all have some strong connections, so you could kind of watch the tote board certainly on those, but that's not going to help you in the pick 4 since it's the 3rd leg. I like Bon Sant a lot in here. 8th race, first level allowance on the turf at 5.5, and it's for fillies and mares, 3-year-old and up. You got a couple of Wesley Ward horses entered here. I liked Bunchen the best. Bunchen breaking from the outside, which I'm not wild about. But Wesley took the blame for the loss down at Kentucky Downs. He said he told Rosario to go to the front. Ward didn't anticipate how hot the pace was going to be. So he said that one's on him. And I think Bunchen will run a lot better off that start at Kentucky Downs. The 5 Tales of the Heart makes her first start for Mike Maker. And he has good numbers with newcomers to his barn. Machea finished ahead of Bunchen last time and was 3rd to the well-regarded She's So Spicy back in the spring in a graded stake. And then the other Wesley Ward trainee, Dang, Here Comes Shang. Her speed is a plus, and she's drawn better than her stablemate. So I like those 4 for my top four in this eighth race. How about you?
Well, I agree with three of them. I like the Wesley Ward horse, Dang Here Comes Shang, better than the other one because of post draws and because of improvement last time out. I got beat five lengths at Saratoga with an 80 buyer and had a little time to recover from that. So I like her a lot at 5-1 as opposed to bunching on the outside. I'm going to use Machea for Jimmy Vito, DeVito, coming off that Kentucky Downs race where she did finish in front of bunching. Tales of the Heart for Mike Maker, first time in the barn, always a good angle, 16% first time with a trainer, coming off an 83 buyer at Saratoga, and is a 5.5 furlong specialist. She's raced five times. She hasn't won, but she got 2 seconds and 2/3. So Guy Cleone takes the mount, and I think she's going to be live as well. And I used the George Weaver filly, the 9-horse Larice. Irad takes the mount. This horse has been battle-tested in grade threes, and I almost won a grade three at Saratoga back in July, so only got beat a length to Italian Soiree. Came disappointed as a favorite at Laurel. May not have liked that surface, but if you draw a line through that one, the last two races at Saratoga were really good, so I think Larice at 10-1 is probably an overlay in here. Doubt if you'll get 10-1 on Irad Ortiz and George Weaver, but I'm going to go four deep as well.
Pick four ticket. I'm going to start with just two of the first leg, 3 and 6. Then 2, 4, 5, 6, single to 10. And so I'll take all in the last leg, try to catch a price maybe. And it's a $48 ticket, so a little lighter than normal for the fall meet. How did you build your ticket?
Well, some days we are on the same page and we're in different books today. So the horses I used, the first leg, I didn't use either one of your two. So I went 1, 4, 7, 9, 12. And I went 2-5 with 1-7-9-10 with 2-3-5-9. So I didn't have as strong an opinion as you do on that the 10 horse in the third leg, but I spent $80.
It's an interesting card to start the week for the fall meet, and I think it's a late pick four that might be able to catch a little bit of a good number on, because as Jim and I have illustrated, maybe tough finding a consensus. And since we end up on similar tickets probably more often than not, the fact that we don't tells you that maybe some wide open races here. Best of luck with your plays on Wednesday, and we'll be back for the Thursday edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.